Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 3rd of November. Menorah was the deserved winner of last Saturday's Bet 365 Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby, ridden by Richard Johnson and trained in Somerset by Philip Hobbs, who the previous weekend sent out Wishful Thinking to win the Old Roan Chase at Aintree, also ridden by Johnson. Menorah landed the richest race of the season at Wetherby to put himself firmly in the Cheltenham Gold Cup picture come March. Of course, back in 2010, Menorah won the Supreme Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. After making the pace for so long on Saturday, Silviniaco Conti, the winner of the Charlie Hall Chase 2 years ago, faded into fifth place, and he now goes for the Betfair Chase later this month at Haydock Park, and the King George VI Chase at Kempton Park on Boxing Day, a race he won last year. Takan de Searle ran an eye-catching race to be second to Menorah. Cole Harden put himself in the reckoning for the leading staying hurdle races after landing the West Yorkshire Hurdle last Saturday. Well, there was no British successes at the Breeders' Cup meeting at Santa Anita racetrack in California last Saturday, although Toast of New York, trained at Lambourne by Jamie Osborne, came agonisingly close to winning the big one, the Breeders' Cup Classic, going down by neck to Bayern in a controversial finish, after which the winner survived a steward's inquiry. Well, six British-trained horses have been declared to run in Australia's best-known race, the Melbourne Cup, which takes place at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, Tuesday, our time. Red Cadder, trained by Ed Dunlop, is running in the race for the fourth consecutive year. He's been runner-up on two occasions. Well, Red Cadder is a previous winner at York, likewise Cavalryman and Willing Foe, both representing Godolphin and Gatewood. The other British runners in the Melbourne Cup, Seismos and My Ambivalent. Well, a British trained horse has yet to win the Melbourne Cup. Nearer to home tomorrow, Tuesday, Redcar's final meeting of the season takes place, an eight-race programme which begins at 12:30. Doc's Legacy, trained at Moulton by Richard Fahey and ridden by Paul Hannigan, can land the feature race, a handicap contest over a mile and a quarter, at 2:30. The Inform Breakable could be the answer to the handicap race for three-year-olds over seven furlongs at 2 o'clock. Well, this coming Saturday sees the concluding meeting of the 2014 British flat season on turf, held as usual at Doncaster. Richard Hughes, the champion jockey for the third consecutive season, will receive his championship trophy during the afternoon. Well, racing at Doncaster is set to begin at 12:40, and the feature race is the Betfred November Handicap Stakes, a famous handicap race over 1.5 miles, offering increased prize money of £70,000. Enjoy your racing.